It's interesting because as we have sat in cash for about the last 12 months, what that has done is ultimately put us in a prime position for what we expect to be some great opportunities. It's no secret that real estate is one of the best investment vehicles out there, but how can we determine which strategies will best align with our financial ambitions? Well, you've come to the right spot. Whether you're an active real estate entrepreneur, a passive investor, or looking to get into real estate investing, our goal is to provide investors with insights and strategies for building our portfolios, all while protecting our capital. I'm Daniel Nichols, and this is the Two Smart Assets Real Estate Investing Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show. We got a special episode for you today. We're going to take a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at what we're doing outside of this podcast, something we haven't done yet and probably long overdue, but that's what's on the agenda for today. But before we dive into the episode, you know, we've recently put out a resource that I think you will find valuable. We all know the best learning lessons come from our mistakes, but what's even better is to learn those lessons from other people's mistakes. So in our latest video series, I share some major mistakes I've made as a real estate investor and how you can avoid falling into the same traps. So to learn how to avoid these mistakes and save yourself time and money, go to upstreaminvestor.com/mistake to find our latest video series. Once again, that's upstreaminvestor.com/mistake. Okay, so, you know, as we wrap up the new year, I wanted to take this episode again to kind of show you, talk about some of the things we're doing behind the scenes, but also to reflect a bit. You know, it actually turns out that here in a few months here, I think it's actually March of 2024. It's going to mark 4 years of the show in the books. That's right. 4 years of episodes that we've done. And it's kind of crazy to think about that it's been that long, right? I remember back to recording just the very first episode, right? And actually since that first episode, it's really been an honor and a blast to host this podcast, you know, and especially when we started doing the interview style episodes, that was really the game changer for me because I started to learn so much from the guests we've had on, and it's continued to do that throughout the next, you know, 3.5 years has been once we started those interview style episodes. And, you know, I expected to learn a lot from these folks that we had on the show. But one thing that I didn't truly expect was a lot of these people have turned into, you know, partners, investors, or overall just great connections. Right. And so truly honored, you know, to as we approach 4 years, 4 full years of the show, to look back and see that those conversations, those connections have really like helped myself grow, and I hope they have helped you as well. And so about last week, I was reviewing our episodes from the last 12 months, something I like to do because I like to go back and see if I can pull some nuggets out of those episodes. But what I noticed was while we're doing these interview style episodes, what we haven't really discussed on the show is kind of what I'm doing behind the scenes in terms of business, in terms of investing and stuff like that. And so throughout the last 12 months, our listenership here on the podcast platform has really grown, and as well as the viewership on YouTube. So today we're going to give, you know, a little behind the scenes look or a little update of what we're doing other than just the normal podcast episode where we have a guest on. So we hope you enjoy it. But before we dive into all of that conversation, I really just wanted to give a shout out and say thank you to all the listeners out there. You know, the aim of the show has been to discuss real estate insights and strategies that others are using successfully, you know, the guests we've had on the podcast, so we can go out and make better decisions in our own investing. And, you know, I know I've been able to do that learning from those guests, and I hope you've been able to do just that as well. So going forward, you know, we're going to continue to do the interview style episodes because I feel like we're getting a lot out of that. But we're also going to be looking into implementing some other segments into the show that we hope you'll enjoy, maybe some more behind the scenes looks into what we're doing and those kind of things. So be on the lookout for that. I also want to say another special thank you to those of you who have left a rating review for the show. You know, it really means a lot to have you join us, and to leave a rating review really gives us that feedback that you guys are enjoying what we're doing, and we're going in the right direction with the show. And for those who have gotten some good stuff from the show but have yet to leave a rating and review, you know, we really appreciate you doing so because it really helps us get this information out to other great folks who can use it in their investing. Okay, so now I want to take this time, really just the rest of this conversation here, to share more about what we're doing as a business outside of the podcast, obviously, and what we're doing in our investing. So I have a business. It's called Upstream Equity. And again, mainly I haven't really talked about it on the show because I want to focus on getting so much out of these guests. They provide so much great information. I keep wanting to bring them on and have these conversations because I'm also having a lot of fun having these conversations as well. And so it's kind of just been a focus for ours. But with that being said, through all those conversations, many of our listeners, especially our long-term listeners, they might not know actually what we're doing behind the scenes as a business, as a real estate investor, et cetera, right? And even the newer listeners of the show, people come on in the last 3, 6, 12 months, they're definitely not going to know what we're doing behind the scenes. So that's what we're going to do today. Talk a little bit about that. And listen, I know this may come off as somewhat of a plug, and rightfully so. We're trying to grow a business here, and we're always looking to connect with great people, whether that be potential partners or potential passive investors who want to join us and invest alongside of us. And the only way we can do that is if we make people aware of what we have going on. We want to spread the message and let people know what we're doing and really attract the right people to our group. That's what we want to do. We want to be valuable to everybody. It's a two-way street, right? And so that's what we're looking to do. So let's talk a little bit about it. Upstream Equity, that's our company. And so what we are, we're a real estate investing group focused on passive investment opportunities, passive real estate investment opportunities, right? And so what that means is my team and I, we build business relationships with top commercial real estate operators. And after really just a ton of due diligence and evaluation through their operations, if we like what they're doing and the deals they're putting out, what we do is we group our crew of investors together and we then deploy capital in those opportunities with the expectations of solid returns, really. I mean, there's some other things to it, but that's basically the gist of what we're doing. So what I want to touch on now is why do we go down this route? What started this? You can't just come up out of this out of thin air. So why do I go down this route? Why did I start a group like this? So I'll do my best to keep this short. But really how this happened was it was somewhat born out of necessity. And so back when I graduated college, I went straight to work in the oil and gas industry. And for any of the folks who might be familiar or not familiar with the oil and gas industry, at the time my schedule was crazy. I mean, I was always working. Days off or downtime was pretty minimal. So I was constantly busy and I really didn't have, much free time. So, anyways, at that time, for the first time in my life, really, I actually had some money and I needed to put it to work. So through, some due diligence and looking at what type of investments I might be interested in, I really like single family rentals. So we bought some single family rentals and it was great. Had a lot of fun, learned a ton from that experience. But what I quickly found out was considering that my work schedule was so hectic and I was always out of town, I didn't really have the time or the capacity to operate, manage, scale that type of portfolio. It just wasn't going to work. I just wasn't in the right mindset. I know plenty of people who've been able to do this successfully, but it just wasn't for me. So after looking for, what my next strategy might be, I shifted to investing in other people's deals. And to be quite honest with you, I haven't looked back since. It's been actually fantastic. But, after having success with that type of investing, something special happened that I didn't really expect, right? And so as I began to invest in more and more deals and become a better investor on this side and understand that strategy better, folks I worked with in the oil and gas industry started to find out the type of investing I was doing, mainly because I was just talking about it all the time, right? I was very excited. And through those conversations, what I found was a lot of these other folks were interested in this type of investing as well. And really they wanted in on the action. And so, I kept investing in deals. I kept getting to be a better investor on this side. And, initially I just started directing my friends, family, and colleagues to invest in other people's deals. But hey, I've had really good success with this group. I highly recommend investing with them as well. And so that was what happened. I would kind of just direct my friends and families and people I work with to go invest with this group. But then eventually I started, joining communities, said, hey, it's not a bad idea to kind of like group this, create a group for yourself. And I was really intrigued by this, right? And so after a bunch of homework research and connecting with people, we created Upstream Equity. And, just out of pure, just a natural evolution of it, really. Most of our efforts at that time were focused on helping those working in the oil and gas industry build wealth outside of their jobs through real estate investments. And that happened because I was always working. So I was always just talking with people who worked in oil and gas. A lot of my friends worked in oil and gas. Like, it just so happened, like, this was the community, right? And it is really just kind of happened naturally. And actually, it turned out there are several reasons why passive real estate investing can be extremely beneficial to those working in a high time intensive, high paying, but volatile industry like oil and gas, right? But you know, that's actually that I could, I'm going to save that for a full episode at another day because there's a lot to dive into there. And yeah, we'll do that another time. But you know, one question with that in mind, one question I get frequently is, you know, do we only accept people who work in the oil and gas industry in our investor crew? That's because that's who we target. But the answer is no. You know, we have investors in our group, their job occupations cover a wide array of different areas, different segments of life, you know. And so it's not just oil and gas people. We just happen to have a lot of oil and gas people because that was my closest circle, right? And so it's not so much about your job, but we do have important criteria. There's a lot of criteria to meet to join the crew just based off of because we want to be a good fit, right? And the most important thing is that, you know, is we want to make sure that your investment criteria and your investment thesis aligns with ours. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, we're getting you into deals that's going to help you along your journey. And yeah, just be a good fit. So just a moment ago, I mentioned that, you know, we invest in commercial real estate, but that doesn't paint the full picture, right? What asset types have we already invested in? So, you know, we're big fans of self-storage and multifamily. Over the long term, you know, we've partnered with some great operators in both of these niches, and we've invested in their deals, many of their deals, and we've had a lot of success, right? And so self-storage, multifamily, even, you know, there's been some pushback on multifamily this year because, you know, with the rise in interest rates, you know, compressing rents a little bit and that type of thing. We got a lot of properties coming online in terms of multifamily. We still feel like this is going to be a great segment to be in. And so we've had a lot of great success with self-storage and multifamily. We also really like short-term rentals, and we spent an incredible amount of time trying to find a great operator in this space. And we passed on this asset type for a long time. Eventually, we found a great partner. We invested in a portfolio of short-term rentals, and it's been a great experience. And so self-storage, multifamily, short-term rentals have all been good to us. And so that's what we've done in the past. So now I kind of want to dive into kind of what we're doing, what we're looking for moving forward. And there's really two main things, right? And so the first one is we're always looking to connect with investors who might be a good fit for our investor crew, right? And so as we grow our investor base, what this does is this really allows our group to participate in more and more great opportunities. So we're really focusing on growing the group so we can participate in deals moving forward 2024 because if you've been paying attention for the last like 12 months, 2023 was a tough year in terms of deal flow. You know, higher interest rates and some other things created challenges. And therefore, there really wasn't a lot of transaction activity happening in commercial real estate. If you backtrack to, you know, 2021 and even, you know, before that, before the COVID, like I used to get deals left and right. And this year it's been quite a bit slower in terms of transaction activity happening. But we're starting to see that trend. It's starting to shift a bit. And we think the next few years will be really an excellent time to find opportunities, specifically with operators that have operational efficiencies in place and really have the experience and team to execute as projected. And I know I just mentioned, you know, the deal flow being down over the last 12 months. And through conversations I've had with many investors in our group, we've been sitting, they basically spent 2023 sitting on the sidelines. And now, through that time, basically chomping at the bit for a good deal. This is myself included, right? And so it's interesting because as we have sat in cash for about the last 12 months, what that has done is ultimately put us in a prime position for what we expect to be some great opportunities coming up this year, 2024, 2025, 2026. So I think this is going to be a great time to invest. So if you or someone you know might be interested in learning more about passively investing alongside us. Go to upstreaminvestor.com/invest to join the investor crew and learn more about what we have going on. Again, that's upstreaminvestor.com/invest. And listen, even if you're not looking to invest currently, it's still a good idea to join our investor crew. We send out a monthly newsletter with market updates and information. We also send out our monthly portfolio update. And here we provide progress reports on all the deals we've already invested in. And what this is going to do, this is going to allow you to see our investment communications firsthand, to see if we're a good fit for you. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you've heard me talk over and over about the importance of, if you're a passive investor, we want to make sure you're getting good communications from the operator, from the sponsor, right? And so what this does, if you join our list, this allows you to take a look, see if it's a good fit for you, see if you like our communications. And if so, happy to have you on the crew and be ready for anything we have coming out in 2024. So I mentioned two things. We're looking for two things as we move into 2024. One, looking to grow the investor crew. So that's the first one. Number two is we are looking for potential operators to partner with, right? You know, currently, like I said before, we're invested in self-storage, multifamily, short-term rentals, and we found some great operators. I mean, we really love our partners here. But that doesn't mean there's not other great partners out there as well. So, you know, we will continue to invest in these operators and these asset types, but we're also looking for other operators in those asset types. But not only those three asset types, right? We're also looking, dipping our toe into other asset types as well that we've been following quite a bit, but have yet to invest in. So things like mobile home parks, RV parks, industrial properties, these are all on our radar. We've been following them for quite a while, and we will be looking for great partners moving forward. So if you're an experienced real estate operator, or maybe you know one that has a strong track record, you know, we'd love to connect. So let's set up a conversation. Let's chat. Please reach out to us, and we are happy to have that conversation. All right, so those are the two things that we're really looking for as we move forward. We're looking out for great deals. We're looking to build our investor crew, and then also looking for great operators. So that's a little update about what we're doing behind the scenes, how we're moving forward, and how we're investing. I hope this was beneficial to you guys, for those looking to invest and to understand better what we're doing on the back end. I hope this has been valuable. But to wrap this up, I want to thank you all again for taking the time to listen to the show over the years. You know, I'm incredibly grateful for all the support we've received as we approach, I guess, 250 episodes. Mind blowing. That being said, cheers to you and another year of growing together. Hey, real quick before we get out of here, do me a huge favor and leave a rating and review for the podcast. We're always looking to bring you guys the best insights and strategies for building our real estate portfolios, and your ratings and reviews really help with getting top guest speakers that are the best in the real estate investing business. I promise this will only take you a few seconds, and I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for being awesome, guys. Cheers.